You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is KSL's Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today, the first in a multi-part series on what we know about where the events in the Book of Mormon took place. I'll start off by saying that we don't know for sure where any of the events took place, but we have, in my opinion, a pretty good idea where many of them did. In other words, there's no absolute certainty. New information could come forth that could change current ideas, but there's some information that seems to just lock in some of the proponents for the locations for where the events in the Book of Mormon take place. First, let me talk about some of the different proposals that have come about and some of the different beliefs that Latter-day Saints have had over the years. During the early days of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and on into the early part of the 20th century, so until about 100 years ago or so, if you conducted a poll, you would probably have found that most Latter-day Saints believe that the land northward discussed in the Book of Mormon was all of North America, and the land southward mentioned in the Book of Mormon was all of South America, and the narrow neck of land was Central America. The problem with that notion is that the distances just don't work. And so, realizing that, there have been attempts to have a more limited geography for the Book of Mormon locations. Some proponents favor North America, which is called the Heartland Proposal, which is in and around the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes and the northeastern United States. The Mesoamerican location would have the Book of Mormon events located in Guatemala and southern Mexico, by and large. There have been a number of other ideas as well. Some claim Florida is the narrow neck of land. There are others who claimed the Nephites landed somewhere on the western shores of South America. There have been all kinds of different ideas. These many ideas from the earliest days suggest to someone who is carefully thinking about these things that there has been no revelation definitively stating where these things happened. Neither Joseph Smith nor Brigham Young nor any other prophet in the LDS faith at any time has said, God has told me this is where the Book of Mormon events happen. That's just never occurred. So keep that in mind. Anything that's discussed about locations therefore must come from the Book of Mormon text itself, which is revealed by God through revelation. And so the central core source for sorting all these things out has to be the Book of Mormon. That gets us into a description of some of the earliest and best sources for Book of Mormon geography. The early work on all of this took place by John Sorensen, a professor at Brigham Young University. And he spent decades and decades pulling out of the Book of Mormon every verse that talked about geography, where things occurred, how far people marched, what was uphill, what was downhill, where there was water, where there wasn't. Anything that dealt with geography, he pulled out those verses. One of my favorite resource materials is something that he put together, which is a compilation of all of those verses. It is fascinating. All of this culminated in a book that John Sorensen published in 1985 called An Ancient American Setting for the Book of Mormon. It was published by Deseret Book and the Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies, FARMS. And it's been sort of the go-to book on Book of Mormon geography ever since. There's another wonderful book that came out just a few years later in 1988. It had a slightly different model than John Sorensen's, but it was also done by a faithful Latter-day Saint who had spent a long, long time looking at Book of Mormon geography and who had actually spent more time in Central America than probably about anyone who was working on Book of Mormon locations. Who am I talking about? Richard Hauck, H-A-U-C-K. Richard Hauck wrote a book called Deciphering the Geography of the Book of Mormon. The subtitle was Settlements and Routes in Ancient America. It was also published by Deseret Book. Those are the two seminal publications on the book. Since then, there have been a number of LDS scholars, including Brant Gardner and many others, who have written on this particular subject and done so thoughtfully. And I know that all of them, any one of them, would say that if somehow there were definitive evidence that came out that showed the location to be something different than what they thought, they would readily move to that. So, but I might also add that that's extremely unlikely. I say that because they have open minds, and they're very careful and analytical. John Sorensen, in particular, didn't have any presupposed location in mind. He just looked at all the evidence and let that point to where there was a geographical location in the world that best fit what the actual text of the Book of Mormon said. So Hauck and Sorensen no longer had this North America is the land north, Central America is the narrow neck of land, South America is the land southward. It was a more limited geography. And the limited geography model is something that has been developed and refined over the years. What it does is it's in and around the area of the Yucatan Peninsula, and it covers about 200 or 300 square miles. And it could not have been in any greater area than that, because if you try to expand the area, which is one of the problems of the heartland geography theory in North America, you run into descriptions of events where the distances just don't work out with the time that it took people to travel them. So with that short little background, I wanted to talk about some of these major theories and other proponents of them, and some of the reasons why I personally am very well convinced that the Mesoamerican setting for the Book of Mormon is the proper one. I should also add that for those of you who are interested, Hugh Nibley, who is a wonderful scholar who's been gone for a while now, believed in the limited geography model and that the Book of Mormon events happened in Central America. So where does that leave us? That leaves us with one thing that's occurred that I find rather sad, kind of a fierce battle in some ways between the Heartland proponents and the Mesoamerican proponents. I wish people would be a little bit more cordial about that than they have been. But nonetheless, That's where we are today. So I'm going to start off with the Mesoamerican setting and talk about the reasons why I think that proposal seems to work well. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. We'll be right back after this.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Religion Today with host Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio.
We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Today, the first in a series of shows. I'm not quite sure how many yet, but in a series of shows about where did the events in the Book of Mormon likely take place. I won't claim to know any of those locations definitively. But the reason I find this an important subject is because if you have a context for something, you can visualize it and picture it and understand it much better. For example, if we had no idea where the events in the New Testament took place, we would have less of a sense that it was real, and we would have less of the details that we understand to be true, supported by factual data and evidence. Now, certainly there are many things in the New Testament that we can't prove and we don't have locations for, but many, many of them we do. And I believe, spoiler alert here, that we have those same kinds of information now about many things or about many places in the Book of Mormon and many events in the Book of Mormon, which is very, very exciting. As to this general subject, if you have a question about it, feel free to send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com, martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. And if you have a question about any other religious topic, feel free to send me an email about that as well. One of the other things that I never mention or don't mention enough is that this show airs on KSL Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Sunday evenings at 9:30 p.m., but you can also find it on KSL Podcasts. So if you want to listen at some other time, go to KSL Podcasts. You can also find this show going back quite some time on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and as they say, where many other of the best posts are on the internet. According to a number of LDS scholars investigating the field for a long time, the limited geography model of the Book of Mormon really makes the most sense. It's not proven without a doubt, but it's the closest match to the text that we have in the Book of Mormon. Let's discuss some of those details about why. Some LDS scholars believe that the isthmus of Tehuantepec, the Yucatan Peninsula, provides enough of a match with existing geography and ancient cultures and ruins to propose it as a plausible location for the things in the Book of Mormon. If you go to the Book of Mormon text, it talks about two lands, a land northward and a land southward. If the land northward is the southern part of Mexico, below Mexico City, and the land southward is the area of what we would today call Guatemala, and everything else happened, or most everything else happened in between, then you have a pretty good idea of where the Book of Mormon happened. If you look at that, what would be proposed based on the evidence is that both the Jaredites and Lehi and his party landed in almost the same location, not exactly, but very, very close, and that would be on the western side of the Yucatan Peninsula. The Jaredite group would have been a little bit farther north, and the Lehites, if you want to call them that, would have been a little farther south around Guatemala. The sea west would be the Pacific Ocean. That's west off from the Mesoamerican continent there. And the sea east would be the Gulf of Mexico off from the other side of Central America. The narrow neck of land would be the Isthmus of Tehuantepec. That's about 125 miles wide, and it's just about the maximum range of plausibility for, as it says, a day and a half's journey for a Nephite. So if you had a Nephite runner, he could probably do a day and a half's journey and get 125 miles if he were in excellent condition. There's a number of ancient people who traveled a great distance who were messengers. Let's talk about the location of the final battles in the Book of Mormon. Several proponents of the Tehuantepec Mesoamerican model have said that the final battles of the Lamanites and Nephites occurred at a location called Cerro El Vigía, which translated means lookout hill. It's a 3,000 foot high, 800 meter approximately, tall extinct volcano that's located in northwestern section of the Tuxtla Mountains, which is a mountain range in southern Mexico. This is way taller than the 110 foot tall, quite small, Hill Cumorah that's been designated in New York. The problem with the New York location is that it couldn't be much of a lookout for the vast armies, and it couldn't have provided the place for some of the few remaining people to hide out. So of the two plausible locations for the Hill Cumorah described in the Book of Mormon, being Lookout Hill in southern Mexico or the hill next to the Smith Farm, the evidence would point towards the Mesoamerican location. Let's talk next about the idea of writing in the Book of Mormon. This is something that's often overlooked, but the whole Book of Mormon is from ancient writing on metal plates. When the Spanish came over after Columbus, they found many plates and writings. There were glyphs on cities, writings, only a few of which have survived, the Popol Vuh, among others, from Central America. This makes the description of writing amongst the Native Americans as described in the Book of Mormon plausible only in Central America. Why? Because there was no written language for any of the known North American tribes. They had oral traditions. They had a number of detailed oral traditions, but they did not have literature as such. You don't find evidence of plates and writings and glyphs and the kinds of detailed literature and stories that we have described in the Book of Mormon. In the Book of Mormon narrative, the Nephite history and the plates were hid up in the Hill Cumorah. And the Hill Cumorah referred to in the Book of Mormon is a hill by the final battles. And according to the information, there were a number of other plates inside that hill. The Lookout Hill in southern Mexico has a number of caves in it. Not all of them have been explored. The small hill by the Smith family home is basically a pile of gravel. There are not, and the reason it's a pile of gravel is because it was the gravel that was pushed ahead by the ancient glaciers, and it was left there when the glaciers receded. And so there are no taverns or caves where writings, including ancient records, could have been deposited. There have been a number of attempts to absolutely demonstrate it. All right, so there's our short introduction about why, so far in our discussion, the Mesoamerican location seems to be better. More on this, information about Book of Mormon geography. Join me next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.